If you have higher income, you're able to deal with whatever shocks come your way. You're able to finance shortfalls in your food production, for example, or you're able to invest in some productivity improvements like small-scale irrigation or new seed technology or new management techniques with a little bit of uncertainty about the outcome. But if you have the resources, you can afford to do some experimentation. So that's why for small farmers and large farmers, for that matter, having more income available to them is a way to deal with the uncertainties that we expect coming out of the climate change future.
But isn't there a great deal of thinking that to help poor people, you need to address climate change first?
There is, and I would say that there are many studies who focused on that, and I would not want to say that we should not look at climate change. In fact, I think looking at climate change is a critical activity for governments and for the private sector. But we have uncertainties about the specific nature of the climate change at any particular location. So a small farmer in Madagascar, for example, may experience in 20 years more precipitation in a particular time of the year or less precipitation. And so any particular investment that's targeted just for climate change runs the risk of being the wrong investment. So what we do today is increase the incomes of those farmers, which then allows them the flexibility to deal with whatever uncertainties come their way.
Now, the report says that improving crop productivity can counteract the negative effects of climate change on food production, prices, and access. So what do you do to improve crop productivity?
A variety of things. The CGIAR, the set of institutions that was responsible for the Green Revolution, is working to increase productivity. What you get is more crop per unit of land or more crop per unit of water that's applied or a crop that's more resilient to uncertainties, period of drought or a period of wetness. And by doing that, what you do is you increase the amount of income that farmers get. What we need to think about differently in the CGIAR than we have in the past is not just about, well, we have to have more output per unit of land, but we have to have products that can respond to likely increase in variability of climate, changes in temperature fluctuations and changes in precipitation. So that's on the crop productivity side, and the same sorts of things can be said on livestock. But we can't stop there because a higher production by a farmer is no good unless he or she can get it to the marketplace. So governments need to invest in the physical infrastructure. That's things like rural roads in Africa or improved and more efficient irrigation systems. And they also need to invest in the institutional infrastructure. So that's everything from marketing institutions that provide support to farmers and to the marketing system within a country to providing the human capital and the physical capital to take the research outputs from the international research centers and transform them to activities and products that are useful for small farmers. And so there's a range of things that we need to do with respect to productivity. Most, if not all of these, will contribute to climate change resilience as well, but certainly they need to be done and we need to start now because there is a time lag between the time you start and the time you're actually able to put something in the hands of farmers.